Welcome to the Laser Lounge Podcast. My name is Alicia Pate, and I'll be bringing you podcasts from Pate Ranch. We'll be talking about things in the laser industry, the CNC industry, woodworking, even working with leather. But most importantly, we're going to talk about how you can grow your business better. I want to say a special thank you to our show sponsors. They are Thunder Laser USA, Phantom CNC, Rotoboss Rotary Attachments, Odie's Oil, and Lone Star Adhesive. So sit back and hope you can enjoy and get something out of our podcast. Thank you. All right, guys. Hey, it's May and Alicia today. We're coming to you live. We have a little bit of a different process today because StreamYard had changed some things up on us. But it looks like we're going live in the chat in Facebook. So if you have questions, please feel free to post in there and hopefully I can see the comments. Just so you know, StreamYard made a change. You can't directly stream into Facebook anymore. So we had to do, everyone who uses StreamYard's having to do a little workaround. So we do see the comments in YouTube. And so I'll probably have to pull up a window for Facebook to answer them there. So be patient with us. May, welcome back to the live stream in the Laser Lounge. How are you doing, girl?
Good. Allergies. But I'm happy to sit down with you guys and deep dive on catalog making using Adobe Express and Flow Paper.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. We had last week, we had Eric on, who I guess is the developer and owner of Flow Paper, and he kind of gave us a great high-level overview. And we committed to doing kind of a working session today to show you guys what it actually looks like. I created one that I'm going to show you first, and then I'm going to turn it over to May, and she's going to show you actually how to do it. So let me grab my screen real quick. And first, I'll say thank you, May, for getting on here today. I know your schedule is super busy. Let me just talk about what I think Flow Paper is and its intended purpose. It's really to communicate to your clients a different way of marketing or presenting something, right? As I share my screen here. You showed me it a couple of months ago. It was in beta format. You're an Adobe Express brand ambassador, so you get some sneak peeks at some things. And you've been using it within your shop, and then you kind of showed me a little bit about it, and I was in awe. I was like, oh, this has a lot of great application. And I just want to show you what I quickly put together yesterday. Some of you in the group saw that James and I worked on something for a client, and I wanted to communicate with him. There's a few different ways we can look at this and some options. And so it was easily created this, and this is what you're going to go through a live stream, but I want to show it just to capture the people's attention so they can see what we're talking about here. I went into Adobe Express. I created, you know, six pages, and I was able to send this to the client, and they can flip through this and zoom in and look at the different options, but look at it in a more professional manner, right? It's something that you could do with your products, not only just to help with selection, but also as a digital flyer. And so that's really what we're going to go over today. I wanted to show just my quick example to grab y'all's attention. And then May, I'm going to hand it over to her. She's going to pull up her desktop and walk us through how to do this and how easy it really is. And some of you may be thinking, I don't have Illustrator or Adobe. I mean, not Illustrator, Express. But we'll talk about how you can get it, and it's a very low rate. I think it's $10 a month. But May will hit that stuff. So May, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you have the floor. I'll be fielding some questions when I can, all right? So
sounds
go ahead,
good.
Girl.
I'm going to share my screen and what it looks like the minute you open Adobe Express. And so when you go in here, you can create your own. But to make this super simple for everybody, I created a template that I share the link with everybody, and we'll share it again later. And it's going to be a remixable template that you can use for your small business to enhance your marketing capabilities, both digitally and print-wise, because you can print this as well. So I'm going to open the project, and I created, what is going on? There we go. So I created, let me just browse to the first page. So I created a fake laser business And it's the specialty of this business is just, you know, creating little miniature cutouts, basically little dollhouses. And so I created this using Adobe Express. I created the logo, and I featured this morning about the free Adobe Express logo maker that can help you if you don't have one. If you have one, there's brands on this side. I don't know if you can see my little pointer here. You can upload your files in here and create your own brand if you want. And when you download this link, all you need to do is hover over that square and you can hit replace image and you can go through different photos. You can upload from your device or anything that you have that you want to feature. For your lookbook or catalog, you want to have an eye-catching representation of your brand. It can be like your best work or something you want to feature for that season or something you want to feature for that collection. Going on the next
Let me add something. I'm going to add a little color while you talk here. Somebody who hasn't played in Adobe Express before, this part that she's showing you is very easy. Mm-hmm. It's just uploading a picture and scaling it and adding text. When you see May and I post, you know, photos in the group, we're using Adobe Express. So it's super easy to use. You don't need some advanced degree or anything to use it. Okay, go ahead.
And what's great about Adobe Express, and I know other people are used to using different types of digital platforms to create their marketing materials. For this one, you can be a newbie. It can be your first time touching this software. It is a desktop and also a mobile version. You don't have to be supercomputer savvy. You don't have to be a designer. You don't have to have a high skill level to create your own marketing material. If you do have funds, you can create an outsider and create those templates for you to make your brand speak for itself. But if you are budget conscious, I think this is a great way to kind of jazz up your marketing materials and your product offerings. And as far as communication goes, it just makes you look good when you have something like this. Right. And so I've added a second page. I just duplicated this file. And so I created this layout. And how I got to this layout, I selected grids. And when you select that, it is preloaded with different layouts. So you can.
Okay, I didn't know that. I haven't played with that yet.
Yes. So this is great. You can, you know, use different ones, whatever it is that you're trying to feature. Within that product line, you can go crazy, you can go minimal. So they have a whole bunch of different combinations that you can use. And that's all free, meaning you don't have to have the premium version of Adobe Express because it doesn't have the crown. When you have the crown.
And I can see this, May, if you like, let's say a hat, you're a dude or a chick who has hats. You could have like your Richardson hat on the left and like a couple of different options of patches on the right. So
I agree.
From a presenting it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's a great, you know, great way to lay out your catalog, like for a hat business, if that's your specialty. Like, for example, this one right here on, I don't know if you can see my little cursor here, but you can do a hat patch, you know, sample or a cutout. And then you can load different scenarios of that hat application in different styles for, you know, maybe a two-tone, a solid color hat, or whatever it is that you're trying to offer. So this particular template, I made it easier for you. I preloaded the grid, and all you need to do is select your image, and you can tell that grid is selected. So all you need to do is select replace. You can either search a different stock photo. Once you're a member or of Adobe Express, you can use all the royalty-free images, assets, shapes, everything in here. So you don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, you know, like I don't have anything. I don't have anything generic. They have absolutely a whole lot of items in here that you can use. Provided if you are selecting something, I don't know if you can see this, there's a crown. Yeah. It means it's only for paid members, but there's a whole lot that you can get away from There's flat lace if you're trying to feature an ornament. There's so many different things. So once you select that cell, you can replace. Hold on. There you go. You can replace. Once you replace it, let's say you load the file. This file actually had a background. And so I don't know if you can, if I can go back.
Yeah.
That's but a nice feature. Had a gray background. So I removed it. So within Express, you can remove backgrounds. You can also do generative fill. That means you can use, I don't know if you can see that. You can add in a leaf or some sort of background, a watercolor background. So let's try that and see if we can do something. Okay. So let's say rainbow. Watercolor. Okay. So then I'm going to do it right here. Obviously, just for the sake of time, it's not going to be perfect. So now what you've used for your airbrush, that will generate whatever prompt you typed within that box. So, I mean, you can go crazy. It's not beautiful. Obviously, I didn't do a very good job, but you can fine tune a bunch of different things.
It's like if a unicorn barfed on the house.
That's right. I mean, you can go crazy. You can lay.
Yeah, but it shows the extent of the feature. That's kind of cool.
Yes. So you can erase, you know, your artwork if you need to fill it up with some sort of caption. You can go crazy. You know, sky's the limit. And then I added different cells in here as well. You can add price lists, and that will make more sense once we create and export your catalog to flow paper. So then your supporting images, same thing, select that cell and replace. And I actually, to save time, I went under here where it says view all pages. I just went and created a duplicate copy if I want the same exact one. And all I need to do is hit replace. Let's say I'm going to say laser cut house. And I can just hit replace.
And then, as she's kind of showing you this, one of the things, you know, we've been talking about in the group is, you know, not blasting on your own personal Facebook business pages, who your clients are and what you're advertising to them. What you're seeing her do is the process that we use with our own clients. We create specific catalogs for our clients with their brands in them. And, you know, the items that they would likely buy, and send these flyers to them direct. So when you hear us saying we're marketing directly to them, not on an open like social media line, this is what we're talking about. We're using this tool to do it.
So with that, you know, with that in mind, you can fine tune your marketing campaign to your specific client, audience, or set group of people. Now, if you're trying to market and lure a company, you would want to market to them and what would speak to them. And so think about their brand colors, things like that. It doesn't necessarily need to be just your brand. You can be thinking outside the box. When I used to work for a commercial real estate company, we would court high profile companies. And my job is to create built-to-suit presentations on these type of clients. Like for SaaS, it's a technology company, Apple. We would cater to them, use their image and likeness to vision themselves in our space. And so that's kind of like my way of thinking. If you were to put your shoes in, let's say, your customer, what do they want to see? They want to see their brand reflected on your work. So same thing, I uploaded different types of grids and using different layouts just to jazz it up. So let's say you've done all these things and you've created all the pages that you want. You can add behind the scenes, your process. You can highlight different tools, why your shop is different. You can create and tell a story. I would make sure that you have really good quality photos that speak your brand, your look and feel, your craftsmanship, just really glorify that product, right? You need to paint that story to your client. That way they can feel that, you know, the love that went into that product. So let's say when we're ready to create all our pages using flow paper, it looks like this. On your left-hand side, there's a button that looks like, you know, like little plugs. All you need to do is search flow paper. And this flow paper then plugin can be added. And this plugin is free. There's no crown, so you can access and try it out yourselves if you want to just test it out and not pay immediately. Adobe Express is free to use. If you were to want to use Adobe Express, the extended version, that means you have access to Premiere controls and different elements or images or music, sound, video, then it doesn't hurt to pay the extra. For me, it makes sense. I mean, it's a business expense. Take a look at it that way. You're paying Lightburn, the software. So think about your marketing materials. What will that look like for you as a business? Does it make sense to have that, or do you want to hire externally and hire a designer? For me, I can just, you know, design on the go. You can design on your desktop. You can be on your mobile device. So that's,
I want to reiterate something you said there, though. Adobe Express, the basic, get in and use some features, is free, and Flow Paper, get in and use some features, is free. So these tools are out there. If you're not going to spend the money, they're free for you to use a certain level of them. So keep going.
That's right. So it's a great tool. It's really up to you. And nowadays, there's a lot of people, you know, kind of in the same playing field. You know, Alicia, she's surrounded by a lot of makers with Galvos and, you know, Gantry, Laser, CNC. Myself including, I'm surrounded by a lot of competition out there. For you to stand out, I think it's important to beef up your outward-facing marketing materials, what your website looks like, you know, how you communicate to your clients, the whole thing. And one of those tools that you can use is, you know, creating a catalog for you, or a brochure, a digital brochure for your clients. So when you load Flow Paper and within Adobe Express, you can reload a preview of how your catalog will look like. So I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yeah, you can.
And let me share what I have uploaded.
Now, let me ask you, because when you're there, May, when I do it through there, I can see the preview. And then when I tell it generate, it takes me to another window.
Yes. So then, I don't know. Can you guys see this?
Yep, we got
it. This is the flow paper. So after I say, okay, export to flow paper, it will open the website of flow paper. And this is, you know, I'm in the free version, and you can tell on the upper left corner, it says, I can upgrade. Within the free version, you can have about 10 pages. If you have a paid version, you can have more.
And I think if I remember right, Eric said, if you have the free version, they keep it in this cloud base for, is it 30 days? And then
yes,
it goes away? Okay.
Yes.
So if you were going to be campaigning to 10 different companies, or let's say Christmas is coming and you want to create a collage campaign for 10 companies with their logo for holiday items you want to market to them, if you upgrade, you can keep that content. And when spring rolls around, you can just update, you know, your spring offerings, but still have their branding and brochure there.
Yes. And that's a great way to kind of, you know, really customize your digital portfolio, or, you know, the flyer that you're trying to send to your client. It's also cost effective. I feel like if you're trying to do a digital format rather than printing an actual booklet. Now, if you're going to some sort of trade show or something like that, it would be nice to have some sort of takeaway item. And so that's the only way I can see that's going to be profitable for you. But if you are trying to court so many clients out there, having a digital portfolio is really beneficial. So once you upload your pages within Flow Paper, Now you can customize the background. You can add different behaviors. You can add different animation if you want to make that sound.
And I think I've seen this on yours, and I have seen it in their demos. You can add a link to it, take you to your website where they can actually purchase, correct?
Yes. So you can create those things within Flow Paper, and you can tell your link to open to a new window, a full window, or same window. And so all you really need to do is make it work to what your brand needs. You can even add a link if you have a behind the scenes link for your video. I know Eric featured one where there's one that was embedded in there. You can do the same thing. Alicia was talking about branding. This one is not on. It's all grayed out because I have the free option. But on Alicia's side, I think she paid for...
Let me see if I can show you. I'll show you it real quick. Let me jump over.
Yeah, I think you have the creative. Don't you have the creative one?
I do. Let me see if I can snag it. I have to.
Yeah. Sorry, I sound like I'm underwater. I have really bad allergies.
Trying to figure out how to share that screen. Oh, I got to go to window.
So with Flow Paper, you got it?
You keep going. No, you keep going. I'll show it in a little bit.
So with Flow Paper, you can also do a preview of desktop, a tablet, you know, whether your client is trying to view this type of information on an iPad, a mobile device, or a landscape mobile device. So I think that's really handy, especially if you have, let's say, if you have a salesperson, this might be a good thing to have for James to have, like a file that he can go in and bring an iPad with him if he doesn't want to bring a laptop. He can either open it up as a, you know, a PDF, a functional PDF, or an actual link that you can auto-generate when you hit publish. So when you hit publish, there's two different options out here. There's cloud. It means you're using Flow Paper to kind of, you know, you're trying to piggyback with them. For myself, I like to use HTML, or you can, you know, you can use different things. I think you used HTML on yours. So those are the type of things. It's very easy. There's going to be built-in analytics in here, the heat map, like what Eric talked about last week. There's different options how you can share it. It's not live right now, but it will give you options on how to share things. You can also select embed. Since it's not live right now, I can't activate it. But you can do embedding options as well. And you can do table of contents if you have a large size catalog. If you're trying to do awards, I think this will be a great catalog for you. You can also do different page navigations on the left-hand side. You can change the color. You can, you know, change the background if you want to. There's just so many things. I know I'm only scratching the top surface of what Flow Paper can offer, but I think it's super exciting and it's fun to use. It's easy. I made it easy for you. You guys can download the link and use that and remix that for your own brand look and feel. Or I think Flow Paper contains free templates in here as well. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, it does. And just from my playing with it, it gives you some options. Do you want it to look like a hard case book or magazine? And you can have it to where you could touch the top and it flips a different way. So there's some capability in there depending on the style that you maybe prefer. Anyway, it's been really neat for me. I've been using it a little bit and I see the value of it. And you hear us talking in the group about standing out from other people. And I mean that in a good way, right? You want your business to look like they've got their stuff together, they're packaged, they're on point. And I really think this is an inexpensive way. You can either go free or I spent $45 on my service. to really upgrade your messaging and your branding when you're speaking to your clients. And I'll probably hand it over to May to kind of talk about this, because I come from an engineering world where, you know, we're good at PowerPoints, but not so much stuff like this. But from a company who's doing this for a living, which is what May used to work at, this stuff is really a big deal. Like you, if you come to a client and you've got your act together and you've got material that looks top notch like this, it goes a very long way opposed to, you know, another maker who just says, hey, here's a picture from my phone of the widget I made. It just,
yeah,
this shows, go ahead and kind of give the reasoning why you want to be on point like this.
Well, if you're trying to target bigger clients out there, those clients have a specific idea in mind, how they want to align their brand with their outside source. If they're trying to align it with somebody that just doesn't know what they're doing, marketing-wise, you're going to be left behind. And so if you look polished, I think it will benefit you, you know, extremely well at the end, developing that relationship, making sure you have quality marketing materials, outside facing, you know, from top to bottom, from your brand, your logo, your communication, your marketing materials, collateral items. What does that your booth look like? You know, your packaging, things like that. And this is just a simple nugget that you can add to enhance that doesn't cost so much money. And I think I forgot to include, when you're doing some sort of flipbook, digital flipbook, on the right-hand side of flow paper, there's different behaviors that you can add. There's page animation. You can turn up the speed to medium fast, very fast or slow. You can turn on the sound. Let's try that.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, is that... So it just enhances that experience. You can change the cover color. You can make it, you know, the experience, you know, enjoyable, I feel
well,
like.
Yeah. And I'll give you an example. Whenever I put mine together yesterday for my client, it's a very patriotic company. And so I tried to choose some elements on the backdrop that were American flags. And even whenever I put that, like you have that concrete color right there on the back, I used kind of a tone that still was in the hues, but uh-huh. didn't take away, but could help them kind of, you know, envision what might look like at their thing. I want to show something, May, if you don't mind, because we're going to get close to our 30 minutes here.
Totally
you talked fine. About flow paper being free. When we had Eric on the other day, he was talking about the pricing. So there's the free one. You can do exactly what May just did. Okay. And I think it limits you to 10 pages. And I want to say it's two or three in their domain at one time, but I could be wrong. Then they had these other levels here. I signed up for the creative level just because I'm going to let James do some things and maybe Reagan. But what Eric told us was he was offering the group a 40% off discount with these pricing here. So if you choose the one-time fee of $75, and you purchase it and then you email them and he'll give you a refund, which I got a refund back immediately, a 40% off that 75. So just letting that out there, there is a coupon specifically for the Lazy Lounge and just wanted to shout out to that. So I guess in closing, May, you know, give us kind of a wrap up here, what we learned today and some of the highlights of it, and we'll close this out.
I think it's just the ease of creating your own catalog product offering in a digital, you know, format that you can email, you can send a link, you can embed it on your website if you do have one. You can take it with you if you have a person that is, you know, championing your brand like you. You have James, so James can be equipped. Take that material, digital material, not necessarily having some sort of printout, which is, you know, really beneficial for you if you have a changing product offering left and right. You can have that digital file on a thumb drive, or it can be, you know, embedded on the website that James can pull up, share it with the client, and then you go from there. So I think it's a great way to really jazz up your product offerings. It makes you look good without spending a whole lot of money. You can communicate and, you know, share your ideas for your client. If you want to create something for, let's say, Gentle Ben, all you need to do is use their logo and carry it forward, their branding across the board, and have that grid system template available for you. So you can either create your own. I mean, if you have an existing PDF file and you feel like it's ready to go, go ahead, go to Flow Paper, upload it, and add those.
That's a good point. You don't really have to have Adobe Express. You could, if you wanted to, you could be in, is it called Canva or, you know, whatever other application that you're designing in, save it as a PDF.
Whatever you have. Yes, it can be whatever you have. All you need to do is go to Flow Paper. And once you access that, you can either start for free if you just want to play around, or just pay for it and take advantage of the 40% off discount. And this is really exclusive for Laser Lounge folks. So there's no actual code. You just need to say, hey, you know, I just purchased, I'm from the Laser Lounge, and they will automatically give you 40% back.
And for transparency, neither one of us get any kickback or affiliate with that.
No.
So we just were like, hey, you know, May used her networks and said, this is cool, can you come on? And he said, I'll give you guys a discount. And we were kind of floored when he said 40%. So, hey, May, I want to say thank you for being with us today and walking us through this. And I know that you said maybe we'll get some time next week to go through some of the new things that are coming out from Adobe. Is that through Adobe Express or just Adobe in general?
This is basically Adobe Mobile. I've been a member of their creative advisory board. So what that means, I get to drive the wheel and communicate with them what will look good and what doesn't work as far as user goes. So I can, now that's out, I can give you guys all the bells and whistles and just kind of like give like a general overview of what it looks like and what you can expect. And if you decide to use Adobe Express.
So is that what you dropped in the group today? Something that had the hand moving over the paper?
Yes. So that was a campaign designed within Adobe Express. So I used one of their canned videos. It's royalty free. I thought it was pretty generic. And then I just kind of layered some text in there. So with the new Adobe Express, now you can do animation. You can load videos, you can edit videos within Express, and there's so much more to talk about.
All right. So we'll have you on next week. We'll find a time we can do this again, and appreciate you guys joining in. We will save this off and make a YouTube out of it, and then a podcast in case you like getting that content in a just more in listening versus visual, but they'll both be out there. But anyway, May, thank you for being on today. And if you have any other questions for May or myself, but probably for her, feel free to ask it in the group chat and or the actual on the page, and she'll see if she can get it answered. May, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you in the group. Take care.
Bye.